Alongside me is the Vice Chairman of Plymouth Argyle, Peter Jones. Peter, your chairman, our chairman of the club, very significant that he went immediately to the fans at the final whistle to thank them for coming today.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, a fantastic turnout, fantastic support all the way through the game. After the week we've had, it was the best thing that we, you know, that we could possibly have asked for. The players absolutely loved it, and I can absolutely promise you they earned this point as much as the players did today.
I want you, Peter, to tell us about 57 pages of A4, which is rather significant.
Well, I just felt on, it's been a pretty tough old week, and I just went onto one of the websites, the Pasotti site, on Thursday morning, just to set out the facts and to just remind the fans that, you know, they are the number 12 and they have a huge role to play. As a result of that, we had about 185, 195 responses. They were all supportive of the club. They were all pledging loyalty. It was the most moving thing I've seen. We printed it out. It came to 57 pages of A4. It came up in the bus. The players have read it, and they've responded. It was a great, great day today, and let's now look forward to next Saturday.
We've just seen the players leave the pitch after they're warmed down, arms around each other, broad smiles. It's been business as usual for them today, and that must have been a relief to everybody concerned.
I think, to be honest with you, I know these guys very well, and they've been, a lot of them, with this club for three and a half years now, and it didn't come as a surprise to me in any way, shape or form, because they're a very strong group of boys, they're very, very tough, and they feel they've done a tremendous job so far this season, and they don't want to give it up.
Peter, I must say on behalf of BBC Radio Devon, a thank you to the board for keeping the supporters informed through the radio station on what has been a very difficult week, but it is onwards and upwards.
Well, that's very nice of you, Gordon, but let's never forget that without the fans, there is no club. The club are the fans, so we'll just keep it going.